Hey, this is Pete Cerronis with Dots and Bridges, and I'm here on Something to Talk About with Samara Schulman, president of On Point Consulting. What's going on, Samara?
Oh, a ton, but nothing much. How are you doing?
I'm feeling good today, and I was thinking a lot about public speaking and presentation and personality. And in my company, Dots and Bridges, Connect Dots and Build Bridges, a lot of people like to play off the, oh, Pete, you connect the dots on technology. And that's a phrase we all use. But the bridges, sometimes people will say, what is that all about? I'm like, well, generally speaking, it's bridging relationship and fostering or cultivating. So I guess what I want to ask you as a colleague of mine, someone who does a lot of public speaking, when you're presenting, when maybe your staff is presenting, some of those traits that you think work. For me, confidence, authenticity, positive energy, good communication skills. It's not something you have to be born with. It is something that you can learn. So to me, charisma, how important is that? And do you work on it?
Yes, I work on it. I do think it's very important. Most of us enjoy being around charismatic people, but I will say that I appreciate being around somebody who's charismatic, but can also kind of back up the charisma. There are certainly people who are charismatic and have a great conversation and you walk away thinking, boy, that was fun. And 10 minutes later, it's like, what did we really talk about? I much prefer talking with people who have fun conversations, but either there's a cliffhanger that makes you want to follow up or they bring up interesting points about something. And it's not just their being charismatic just to be charismatic.
So let me jump in, because to me, I'm thinking of us talking maybe the first time we met. I mean, I was drawn to a lot of what we talked about, and I was like, wow, she's a storyteller. She's using examples. She's clearly passionate. That is something that can create the connection to cultivate or foster that bridge. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And you nailed it. The buzzword, I think, that you said was passion, right? I don't know how much is charisma versus just having conversations with people who are passionate about what they do. But there's a lot that goes into who presenting. There's a lot that goes into being a part of a team, right? I mean, here at On Point, we're looking for people who want to be a part of a team, people who can handle themselves and hold their responsibilities and everything by themselves, but also know how to use their resources, know when it's the right time to reach out, know when it's the right time to reach out to just say hello to somebody. Mm. So circling back to your original question, do I work at being charismatic? Yes. It's interesting. You know, we had a conversation amongst our headquarters team the other day about culture. And the question was, is culture created or does culture just kind of happen? And, you know, we had differing opinions, and I'm sitting there listening to the differing opinions and thinking, this is our culture. This is exactly what we have been aiming for. And yes, I will fully admit that you can work, I believe, one can work at creating a culture. You're finding the right people. And to go back to what you're saying too, it's not even just leading and managing, it's forming relationships. And I think at the, just at the core of everything that we do between industry and government, and you and I, Pete, we talk about collaborating between a collaborative industry and government and open government and all that awesome stuff and working with that, I do think it's all about relationships. And part of that is being passionate, yes. But it's also, I mean, every third conversation that we have about this stuff, I must mention active listening. That's huge for me. That's actively listening, making a connection to people, asking questions that you're not just asking to ask, but that you're truly interested in. And that's a big part of why I love what I do and what we do at On Point, because we are about relationship building.
Okay, so let me just say this. It's a combination of personality and behaviors and skills. It's not something that I truly think I was born with. I think you can learn. And I think that's part of that self-awareness component in tandem with active listening that you pointed out, Samara. Practice it. Use it. It can make the difference if you sell, if you're listening as a Fed personally, and that connection point. So parting shot.
My only parting shot is I underline everything that you said and feel the exact same way about you and our conversation. So thank you for the opportunity to have those.
I dig it and look forward to our next chat. And you're amazing. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks. Same to you.
Thank you.